we are getting you lawyered up. So we got a DM from Anonymous who's like, he was at work, gets a phone call from the wife. Barry, there's people here that are just taking things. The sheriff is here taking things.
Yeah.
And he's asking, how does he navigate through the situation? How does he get out of it? And what exactly he needs to do to deal with it? Mm-hmm. Once again, our lawyer, Zanele Ngakane, is in the building to fill us in and to help out Anonymous. So, Zanele, what does he do? I mean, he gets this phone call now. Mm. People are, you know, in the house. They're taking things. Mm. What does he do? What is the immediate thing that he needs to do?
He has to do, yeah. So, I mean, the first thing is these sort of circumstances arise when somebody has taken default judgment against you, which is it was taken in your absence because you did nothing.
Uh-huh.
The summons was served and there's no other papers to indicate that you want to defend it.
Yes.
So usually, I mean, if there is a summons that you receive and you know that you owe the money and you have no intention of defending it, that's fine.
Mm.
But in circumstances where you didn't know and now judgment is taken against you, that's when we find ourselves in situations like Anonymous' situation. Mm. So the first thing that you want to do is, first of all, find out who exactly has taken judgment against you. For how much? And when was this judgment taken against you?
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you would just need to ask the sheriff. I mean, Anonymous, for example, was on the phone with the sheriff.
Mm.
Just give me a case number.
Mm.
For every case number, there is a correlating file at a specific court. So he would need to then find out as well, which court do I need to go to find the documents and uplift the court file?
Mm-hmm.
Once he's done that, if he can, and the sheriff is willing to engage with him, we can also ask for what we refer to as a return of service, which I've mentioned previously, which is just a love letter from the sheriff confirming who he served it on, what time, what address, and all that detail, so that he can understand how it is that he came to miss the service of the summons. How did he not know?
Yes.
The answers lie in that return of service, to be most honest. Because you can find that in that it was served at the wrong address.
Yes. So I was just about to ask if that could have been a possibility, because Anonymous doesn't know that this has happened.
Yeah.
Is it, could it be that the summons was served to the wrong address?
100%. Wrong address, wrong person. Mm. I mean, even at a complex, somebody else could take it and just never bring it to you.
I see, yes.
So it's about just proving that you really never received the document.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a side there, sometimes when we sign contracts, we put an address there, and it's known as a domicilium address. That's your address where you want to receive all notices, actions, etc. If you don't notify the other contracting party of your change of address, that won't be an excuse.
Wow.
So in those circumstances, that judgment will withstand the test of the law, effectively.
Yes.
So just remember, when you're moving and you want to make sure that your creditors get to you at the right address, inform them of your change of address.
Yes.
But that's just a side. So you would go to court, you would uplift copies of everything that's in the court file. You would read through the summons just to understand, I mean, who are these people? Why? What's going on? You would then need to understand from yourself, is this the kind of judgment, is this the kind of action that I would have defended if I knew about it?
Yes.
Right? And it's sort of like a tree at this point. If you would never have defended it, then there's another route that we can discuss a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have, and you have a genuine defense, then you would need to take certain steps in terms of the law that allows you to bring an application to set aside that judgment.
Yes.
Even in that regard, you can't take too long. You don't just sit back, stress, try and negotiate. You're not negotiating with the sheriff.
Yes.
The sheriff is just a creature of instruction.
Mm.
So he'll do whatever he has been told to do.
Mm.
So the first thing you would do is contact the person who took judgment against you and say, I was not aware of this judgment. My intentions are to bring this application to set aside your judgment because it hasn't been taken in the correct way. And so all I'm asking is that you hold off on executing against my property. Let's just let it run its course.
Yes.
I mean, at that point you are unfortunately at the mercy of the creditor.
Yeah.
And the creditor can either say yes or the creditor can say no.
Mm.
I just know that, I mean, as attorneys, there's a certain level of integrity that we operate with, and chances are they will allow you that opportunity to do what it is that you want to do. So, I mean, that could work. But immediately after that, you have a period of 20 days to bring an application to set aside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you would need to demonstrate that you were not willfully ignoring the summons, and that a reasonable period has passed since you became aware, and not more than 20 days.
Yes. Mm.
And then over and above that, you would need to demonstrate that you have good prospects of success.
Okay.
And you don't need to prove that you're going to win.
Yeah.
So there's a difference. It's like there's a chance I might win.
Mm.
This is not the actual trial.
Mm.
So give me a chance to put in my papers at
yes.
that trial. So that is effectively the test. If you miss the 20-day period, there is also what we refer to as a reasonable period, and the courts recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in only three circumstances that that can work. And that's where a judgment was granted in error or erroneously based on facts that are incorrect, such as the fact that it was not properly served on
yes.
me. And I've said, I've served this on Nia.
Mm.
Nia knows about this, and actually it turns out you didn't.
Yes.
In that case, it's fine. The other one is that there is some sort of vagueness or ambiguity in the court order. And actually, I don't even understand what it is that I need to be doing.
Mm. Yeah.
So then in that case, we can set it aside or we can vary it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the court will go and make it more clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that there was a common mistake between us.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the circumstances. And that's effectively just a summary of what you
yes.
can do.
Yes.
When you find out and the sheriff comes to your door.
Yes, exactly. All right, so we're still trying to help out Anonymous with this particular situation. We've got more advice coming through from Zanele in the next couple of moments. But for now, in just a bit, we're going to let you know how you can get better and do better in life with Nokia. Keep it locked.